Valum Addy.
Amen.
And it's truly a great honor to be here. I would like to thank the committee for asking me to come out and share. I am a crybaby. I need to let y'all know that. I cannot start without saying that this room is overwhelming. My Facebook this morning is overwhelming. To walk up in this room and see Miss Boswell is overwhelming. I love you. Come all the way this way. It's truly a blessing. Peace in my past. I came in this fellowship the first time for a minute. I came in the second time for a minute longer. I came in 88 and I've been here ever since. I came in this program beat up like everybody else. I came in this program by way of crack. That was my comforter, my friend, everything that I needed. I had always smoked weed and did drugs, and but when my daddy died, I was daddy's little girl. And when daddy died, everything Val did wasn't all right. So then I started smoking. You know, it took me to a 3-year run out there. You know, and then when I got clean, stuff started coming up. I went in one of those treatment centers, was Tough Love Treatment. And it was a treatment center where they cleaned you up, they broke you down and built you back up. It's that shit that don't exist today. Because I work in a treatment center. And now you get fired for raising your voice. I'm so glad I got it when I got it. I'm so glad it was people there that told me, you need to clean your cruddy ass up. You need to learn how to be a lady. You need to learn how to get up in the morning. I broke real clean in a grease trap, y'all. I was on a 9-to-9 contract, and the director was my contract master. That's how messed up I was. Couldn't nobody else do nothing with me. I came in there with my felines on, my Philly tight, strutting, because I was the best of the best. You know what I mean? I went in there and turned that place upside down, and I was like, y'all ain't never had nobody in here like me. So I robbed. I was a thief. I robbed and I stole and I hung with the fellas, man. Fellas was my boys. I grew up with four brothers. So I didn't get into the tricking thing. So I thought I was a little bit better than the women. So I got in there and they started dealing with me with that. And they told me that we're going to put you in a job function where you got to wear a dress. So I had to wear the dress and I had to answer this phone and, good morning, may I help you? You know, I remember when my Philly started growing out and I put in a pass to go get my Philly tapered and they said, no, man, I cried. I was out back crying about a haircut. Because it was going to take away my image. I was still on the image. But I'm here to tell y'all, man, I stayed in that job function for 6 months. I was in treatment for 18 months before I got a pass. I kept bucking the system, man. I still want to run this shit. You know what I'm saying? Was a thief. You know, my last run, I robbed my grandmother. My last run, I took money from my grandmother. You know what I mean? Yes. That was the end of my run, man. That's when I ended up at Montgomery General at the hospital with a razor blade that I had cut that last rock with going like this. You know, sign myself into treatment on a suicide. You know what I mean? I'm going to kill myself. That was the only way you could get in. You know what I mean? So I got into treatment and I got a bid at this long-term treatment, and man, it was the best thing ever happened to me. I remember the doctor saying, you know, I'm only supposed to keep you here 3 days, but I'm afraid if you leave here, you're going to die out there. You know. So we're in the treatment, and they had what you call a gender group for women. And in the group, you know, I was set up there, they would be, you know, dealing with the, had the group called the encounters, people throw the slip in, cuss your ass out. Look, this me. I was set up there, you know, gritting on y'all ain't touching me. You know, I go back to the room, man, and feel like some strange shit. Because everything they said was true. You know, but in this gender group, we started talking about women issues, man. And in this group, something that I had stuffed so far back, man, I just started crying. Just crying. I said, what happened? And I'm like, oh my God, it happened to me. You know, I'm a survivor of child molestation. I say survivor. People started violating me as young as 5 years old.
Me too.
The old nasty uncle.
Yeah.
The older cousin. The old drunk next door. I grew up thinking I was a 6-year-old whore for peppermint candy. He would always come to the door with the peppermint candy. And being a little kid, I would walk and keep falling. He stepped back with the peppermint candy. Then I hear the door shut. You know, I had grew up with a hell of a thing. Hated my mother for a period of years, man. Always felt she should have known. You know what I mean? I was like, why ain't nobody? Then she would, if she had, it was so many of us, 7 kids, and my daddy put, he helped the Temptations write the song, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. My mother says, I mean, we, some of us ain't even a year apart. That's how fast we was coming, but I'm here to tell y'all, 7 kids, 7 addicts. It didn't skip nothing with us. You know what I mean? So I had to go live with an aunt. I got with the aunt, same shit happened. You know. Then I have to go back. You know what I mean? So I ended up back with the family. And my father was my all. You know what I mean? But when I got there, you know, thank God that they started letting me work through that stuff, man. You know, and I touched on it a little bit in treatment, but as the time went on, I need to tell y'all, I came in here with 3 little boys. Loved my little boys, man. And my mother told me, you know, you can't stay here no more. Because I need to tell y'all, I was cashing her checks before she could deposit her government check. She started going to Al-Anon on her job and she got smart. She said, I can't have nobody like you living in my house. So I called her from the center. I said, look, they want me to go in this program. This is my way out. They want me to go in this program. It's going to take 2 years. I know you and the kids. You know, you're going to have to deal with the boys. And my mother, before I could get another word out, she said, take all the time you need. Because, you know, in the beginning, all we want to do is get in the house. You know, I did those 2 years of treatment, man. And in the treatment center, I got in a relationship. And let me tell y'all, can't find a wife or a husband. If you don't know who the hell you in love with. So you couldn't tell me nothing. This was a childhood thing. I got there. He was already dead. Let's pick this thing up from here. We in love. We moved out of there. Got our first apartment. We was together for 14 years. I had a $3,000 diamond on and the wedding was already planned, and 2 months before the wedding, he worked at Giant in the fish department, but he was in the bakery making donuts with the bakery clerk. Broke my heart. I have never in my life felt anything like that. Clean. You know, never. That's when I learned about the steps. You know, it's a hell of a thing to accept that don't nobody want you. But as time went on, it wasn't the part that don't nobody want me, it wasn't God's call. Because if it had been, it would have still been. You know, and a lot of times we don't know when to thank God for removing some shit. Man, I'm telling y'all, it was nights I bargained with God. If you just don't let me wake up, I just don't want to feel this shit again. Man, my heart actually ached, the weight rolled off. I didn't even have to go to the gym. I made this dude everything. But through this, let me tell y'all this. It's how God works, mine anyway. 6 months, the relationship broke up. The 15-year-old came home with somebody from the other side of the tracks. I felt pregnant. Both of them was 15. My youngest boy got, that was my youngest. My middle boy came out the closet and told me that he was gay. My oldest son got his first bit in Hagerstown. All that went down in 6 months. Was losing my mind. Losing my mind. My sponsor at that time sent me straight to therapy. And that's where everything unraveled. Fourth, fifth, sixth. You know what I mean? And she told me, you know, God, it's time for somebody to hold your family accountable. My middle son told me he had been molested by family members till he was 16 years old. It was the hardest thing, man. I would go to therapy, y'all, and just walk in the office and sit down, and she would just give me a box of Kleenex, and I would cry the whole hour. But as time went on, I got a little bit healthier. Because for real, y'all, my father told me when my son was 3 years old, he's different. Something's going on there. But you know, in the black families, we, if you don't talk about it, it don't exist. And what you do talk about, you know, we told her early in life the whole secret. We're going to his house, stay in his house. Don't care how sick the shit is. That's when I begin to unravel my own past. You know, I couldn't go around my family for a couple years. I couldn't talk to nobody but the women in the rooms. And I remember telling my sponsor about, you know, what was going on. And when I did my fourth step and talked about it, I was like, this dirty little girl, man. And she said to me, we are survivors. When she said, we, I'm looking at out the corner of my eye and I'm like, oh my, she said, yes. Happened to me. You know, so I could sort through some stuff what my therapist told me. And that's why right now, y'all, I have been through 3-4 relationships and I got married about 5 years ago. I cannot have healthy relationships because of my child molestation. You know, I test everything. It has to be a test. You have to prove to me. You know, I make up, you know, the expectations where, you know, can somebody live up to that? If you love me, you'll do this. If you love me, you'll do that. You know, I want to bring somebody in that's struggling in their own recovery that just got 4 years last Monday night, and I want to bring him in that house with them grown boys. Them grown men, and you deal with my stuff, me and my children's stuff. And I got the gay son that's on the same floor where we sleep, and it's supposed to be okay. You know what I'm saying? 4 years. Couldn't deal with it. Couldn't deal with it. You know what I'm saying? So I found out through, I had to keep going back, y'all, and do a fourth step with relationships. 21 years clean doing another fourth step, but I had to do it in relationships. My sponsor told me about agape love. Look that shit up. So what I did, y'all, was had a trail of youngins. I was the new Stella in the Montgomery area. So I went to the youngins because the youngins was clean. They wasn't dirty old men. So I was going to, I went in the treatment center, one of them, and got his two black bags, took him home with me and kept him. I'm happy. Ran up all my charge cards, Nordstrom's, had to buy. You know, but he was happy in the mall. You know what I mean? That shit fell apart. He started working in the treatment center and got healthy and didn't need me anymore. He started seeing shit for what it really was. You're my band-aid. So then, I went and got another one. Got another one. He was fine as shit. Went and got another one. Keeping on down, oh, we friends. This my boy. This my homie. You know, he needs me. You know, on the job. So check this out, y'all. Now, I'm working in this treatment center. I'm working 16 hour shifts. So now all my because everything I do is on this job. I didn't have no social life. Everything was on the job at the treatment center. We call it the hill. Right? So on the hill, I was dating, working, eating, and living. So my sponsor told me to find, she told me, you need to go home where you pay rent. You know, it was gossip. People stopped speaking to me. He was doing everybody but the director. You know what I mean? But I was special. I was special. So then to get out of that one, I went and got another one. It was relatives. They was relatives. And then I moved him in too. I moved him in. So, I moved this joker in, and I came down here, y'all, to the convention. And sat down here and went to the women's rep. I got in my car, and I drove down here by myself and did the convention, man. I left out of this convention and went home and packed that dude up. Friend. 15 years old, he was probably 3 years older than my oldest son. You know what I'm saying? And this is a direct result of not dealing with the past. Direct result of not dealing with my past, man. So then my mama took sick. My mother had pancreas cancer in the worst way. They gave her 6 months. She was gone in 5 weeks. You talking about an 11th step. See, because where my life is now with the kind of clean time I got, don't know a whole lot of people call and hold Val accountable. So I can slip and slide with some shit and be the sickest person with 28 years in Montgomery County. Because everybody think Miss Val got it going on. Miss Val been in the center for years. Miss Val, you did this, you did that. Who is Miss Val when ain't no goddamn body looking? You know, setting up in my mind and what I'm doing and I think I'm justified to do. You know what I mean? Because God has truly blessed me, y'all. I went to that job as the cook. I went there as the cook in the kitchen. Today, I am the environmental care manager of 5 facilities. Offices up front. They moved me from the back. I'm up front, right 2 doors down from the executive director. That's what God do, because God will see in you mine anyway. You know, but I'm going to try to really bring this. Now, let me tell y'all this. Through all these things, a year or so ago, maybe 3 years, and I'm talking about finding peace in recovery. Because my shit was rocky, y'all. And when it came down to my mother and them people told me, so now out of those 7 addicts, we all done been to treatment. In 07, we all done been to treatment. Everybody clean, some went by church. All of them went to church, but they went to treatment, but they went to church. But I was so sick, I couldn't go up in the church and tell them. Uncle Seth and Seth's next door. I had to come in here with y'all. Joan H. told me in treatment, facility will get you clean, but it won't keep you clean. I met her every Saturday at the Old Trust Clinic in D.C. for 3 years straight. That was my foundation. Going in there and hearing them women share down there, man, I was scared to even raise my hanged. The way those old timers were sharing down there, man. So I had the foundation. I knew, you know, I got to keep coming back. I still make coffee, y'all. I still make coffee at the home group every Friday night. And anytime I was in a dilemma, Joan always sent me back to the 11th step. So now I live there. I live with the 11th step, 10, 11, 12. But 3 years ago, my oldest son was number 9 on the Fed's most wanted list. I had put him out when he was 18. He sold drugs for 18 years in them streets. He had been shot, he had been pistol whipped. You know, at the same time I'm dealing with this middle boy. You know, so I had to go back to therapy again when my mama died, right? So my mother made me the power of attorney and the head of her estate. Family was messed up. Because I got siblings older than me. But she saw fit for me to do this. So y'all ever been in a situation where you mourning the loss of your mother and you all alone? You got 7 siblings. They was out on the porch, side porch, talking about me. And I could hear them. They was angry that she had done that. All I had was the hospice nurses. You know, and y'all. And I remember sitting at the funeral with my head down and feeling alone. I got 7 brothers and sisters not showing me no love because they mad. Because my mother chose me. And I remember somebody grabbing my hand. I had my head down, man. It was my best friend, Andre M. He said, "We got you." It was more NA people there than anybody. And that 11th step kept calling. Because anytime you in that dilemma, you go back there. Because see, number 10, 11, and 12 is my maintenance right now. Because every night before I lay down, I ask God, did I harm anybody? Did I hurt anybody today? Give me what I need to go back and fix it. Because I know the minute I do something wrong, I know it in my gut. And I don't want to be around here feeling funky. I don't want that funky shit on me, man. So I ask him every night, help me. And then I go back to 11. Anytime I feel away from it, and somebody said to me, Val, outside, one of my brothers grabbed me and hugged me. He said, "You always told us stick to the basis. Yeah. And you ain't never got to go back again." You know, in the promise, and I message hope, freedom from active addiction, I'm free from them people putting their hands on me. For them people touching me. I was a child, my therapist said. Children love peppermint candy. They were sick bastards. You know what I mean? I'm free. You know, I don't have to walk around anymore thinking that I'm dirty. You know what I mean? My son told me, I said, "Well, how are we going to deal with this?" My son told me, "Mom, this ain't your battle. This is mine to deal with my cousin." And I'm going to tell y'all, I really need y'all to know how God works, and I'm asking. I am asking anybody that's in this room from the Montgomery area, please let this stay here. Because I can't tell you how free I am without telling you the whole truth. And if this get out of this room, it will hurt people. But that same nephew that my son slept with for 16 years, he got locked up for the feds. He did 10 years. He called me when he got out. Say, Auntie, I need a job. My son said, ain't my battle. I got him a job. He ended up managing one of the kitchens that I managed. For the last 5 years, he just got promoted. He got his own kitchen. He got his own facility, man. And not one time did it come up. Not one time did it come up. Because my son had already told me. And I had did my work on me. Did my work on me through the steps. And I was able to help my nephew. The same nephew that violated my child. That's what this program do for you. What this program does. And I'm going to tell y'all this, and I'm going to wind it up because they gave me 5 last year. My son, my baby son, went up on 270 and stepped out in front of a car. He had been taking them mollies and Percocets, and when he got clean, he could not handle it. Fucked his brain up. I ain't tell y'all I worked in the shelter system for 8 years, part time. So when this thing went down, I didn't see it coming any kind of way, y'all. We was out back looking for him in the woods. We couldn't find him. I got a call from Suburban Hospital, said they had just brought him in. When I got to the hospital, his ear was hanging off by a thread. Skin was missing everywhere. And I'm standing there, man, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. I never saw it coming, y'all. I never thought I would be in that mode where I had to deal with something like that. But while I was working in the shelter system, I took all kinds of trainings, hearing voices. All kinds of training on mental illness. See, God had already prepared me how to deal with my son. I didn't even know it. And he said in the prayers, like, put that shit to use. And the thing is that I have accepted is that he ain't gonna never be the same, y'all. He ain't gonna never come back. But it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Peace from the past. Peace from my past. And right now I'm at so much peace. I found that the peace comes from me sitting with me. I ain't got no man. I'm in a 3-bedroom townhouse by myself. Peace from my past. I love y'all. It's a great day to be clean.